Good morning.
Now, I understand that mining companies have been aware of the possibility of gold in central and northern Wisconsin since the 1970s. Why are we talking about it at this point?
We're talking about it again at this point because the price of gold is high relative to the cost of other items. So it makes gold mining an attractive opportunity.
Now, I understand there's one spot in an area called the Reef east of Wausau that would hold 119,000 ounces of gold. How much is that?
Well, you know, it's a significant amount of gold, but relative to most even small gold mines, that's a very small amount. I mean, a typical gold mine might have a million ounces, but it all has to do with grade and quantity and what and the economics of it.
I understand even that little amount of gold could be worth $200 million. Is there any kind of a threshold at which a mining company decides that it's worth the expense and the trouble to dig?
Yes, there is. It all has to do with the rate of return because they have to make a substantial investment in capital investment in the mining operation itself as well as in any kind of processing facility.
Now, you're in Michigan. What can you tell us about Aquila Resources? That's the company that is looking for the gold in Wisconsin.
Aquila Resources is based out of the western Upper Peninsula, Michigan, and it started in the Marquette area and, in fact, looking for gold, and then came on the opportunity in Menominee County where they have been working diligently at developing a resource in a massive sulfide deposit, and it has a gold-rich component to that massive sulfide deposit. So they're no stranger to gold mining or to looking for gold, and have been doing it for some time now.
What's their track record?
It's a junior mining company, so they have a more or less a clean slate, and they have been working diligently to satisfy Michigan's stringent regulations that require companies to be environmentally responsible and heavily regulated in order to get a mining permit.
How much of an impact, even for a relatively small mine, could there be to the region if some mining company decides to go ahead and mine for gold?
Well, it's all about how much money they're going to invest and how many people they're going to employ and the amount of taxes they're going to pay. I mean, if it's a small mine, as you describe, 100,000 ounces, which would be very small, the impact would be relatively small. A large operation, a new story.
Ted Bornhorst, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.